It seems no matter where, everyone at some point needs a doctor. Sometimes it's an emergency, but not always. With a growing family, Ulf Geiersbach is more concerned about everyday care for his two daughters, Emma and Mila. Healthcare is important and the girls are covered under a family plan. And, says Geiersbach, the healthcare system works quite well.
You present your insurance card, that's all, and the children get free medical care. There is no extra charge, whether for regular checkups, for treatments, or for prescription medicines.
Like over 85% of the population, the Geiersbach family is insured under Germany's public health system. Most people use one of a variety of insurance companies. Everyone pays a percentage of their salary for health insurance, and that amount is generally matched by the employer. Premiums and services are regulated by the government. The basics are covered: visits to the doctor, medicines, treatments, although adults are required to pay a nominal copay fee for some items and services. Also covered are hospital stays. And there's another option available as well, private insurance. At Berlin's West End Red Cross Hospital, Daniela Krug was covered by private insurance when she had her baby. And it's the head of the obstetrics department who comes by for a final consultation to tell her she and baby Frieda will be going home.
Good. Dann vorletzte Frage.
Private insurance costs more and fees depend on the level of service one opts to receive. Basic care is the same for all, but private insurance pays for some extras, including a more comfortable room, even one where the father stays with mother and baby. Private insurance also pays the higher fees for patients' treatment by senior medical staff. Public officials, the self-employed, and those who earn more than about $70,000 a year can choose private insurance. In general, everyone in Germany is entitled to and covered by health insurance, whether unemployed or switching jobs or retired. Dr. Thomas Casting, chief administrator of Berlin's Red Cross Hospitals Group, explains.
The German mentality is, I am insured and I have the right to get access to all the medical treatment that I need at any time for any disease, for any pain, for any burden that I suffer from immediately.
Germany's state-regulated public universal healthcare system dates back to the late 1800s. It's a complex system of public and private insurance plans, regulated by the government but still giving individuals a good deal of choice. In general, the system gets high marks. But it's not without problems. There are complaints about the two-tier system of coverage, and some believe that people with private insurance get quicker and better care and are therefore healthier. Rising costs and an aging population also put extra demand on the system, and this worries health providers, says Casting.
If you're right to get out certain services out of the system unlimited, then of course the system cannot be financed in future.
Many say cutbacks in services are inevitable, and there's constant debate about how to balance health services with rising costs, rising demand, and less revenue. Cutting back on services is not what Ulf Geiersbach wants. He sees a different solution.
I would like to see the private insurance scheme eliminated, because I don't see why a small percentage of the population under private insurance gets privileged treatment and access to better health care than the rest of us.
But Geiersbach thinks that option is not likely to be realized. He believes there's little political will for that. Germans often talk of solidarity within society, roughly meaning that everyone is in it together, everyone has responsibilities, and no one should get left out. It's a strong feeling, but the harsh realities of costs and benefits are likely to be around for future generations. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Berlin.